Welcome back to Sports Fan Radio 1330. I'm Randy Roof, and it's time for our weekly prep spotlight. Today, we're talking with Belvedere North senior soccer player Peyton Flynn. Peyton was a first-team All-Nic-10 player last year, as well as an IHSSCA All-Sectional selection after scoring 14 goals with 6 assists. This season, Peyton has 5 goals in 4 games, and for her high school career now, she sits at 25 goals and 14 assists. So first of all, Peyton, thank you very much for taking time to talk with me.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
I know it's early, but kind of give me an assessment of your season so far. How's it been going this soccer season?
You know, we've been off to kind of a slow start, but this team, we did lose some key players from last year from our conference championship team, but we have a lot of potential, and I just know that we have to come out, and we're going to show it eventually, but we're just slowly getting there.
Did you have any personal goals, specific goals that you had coming into the season in terms of goals scored, assists, whatever it may be?
Well, obviously I want to score more goals and more assists than I did last year, but I also am looking forward to trying to set a record here for whether it's for assists or goals. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to do that.
That's my biggest. Do you know where you stand on the record chase?
I'm not sure. I know my sophomore year, the senior captain actually scored the record. It was like 20-something, so I think I'm kind of on a good track for that this year.
You seem well on pace for that. Yeah. Team-wise, as you mentioned, you're defending Nic-10 champion. You guys kind of broke the mold, or at least stopped things there, because since 2007, Boylan won every title but one, and that was the Harlem title in 2014. So first of all, I want to talk a little about last season for you and for the team, what experience that was like.
You know, we went into the season being the underdogs. We were predicted to get fifth, and we thought that was pretty shocking. And, you know, we went out there and we proved everyone wrong. And, you know, leading up to that Freeport game, that was our last conference game, that was just super exciting. And when we scored that first goal in the first, like, 7 minutes, I think that just gave us the momentum for that whole game. And that was just one of the best experiences for my whole high school career.
So you guys kind of had a good feeling about yourselves going in, despite what everybody else was saying about you.
Yes, definitely.
But you also had to understand, that, you know, with your history and being a relatively new school and all that, if anybody's going to snap the streak, it was going to be a Hanoniga or maybe a Freeport. Yeah. And then you guys kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah. I think we came in and definitely surprised everyone. I mean, we even surprised ourselves a little bit. But we knew we were a very experienced team last year, and we all worked together pretty well. So I think we just went into that season knowing that we have nothing to lose. We might as well just go all for it.
Sure. Now, you came back, if I understand right, with 6 starters are back from last year's team. But you also, from what I understand, from the coach that lost a lot of defensive players. That was kind of the biggest loss from last season.
Yes, I think we lost 3 of our backline starters. We returned one who was an amazing center back. So this year has been kind of rebuilding, but we do have a few freshmen that came up, and they have club experience, so that helped us a lot.
Now, obviously, you know, you want to start strong, and you just got done, you just lost to Boylan the other day, 3-1. So that puts you obviously in a hole, and generally one loss in a soccer season is pretty pretty tough to overcome. Yes. But I don't know what this year it seems like it might not be because of Freeport and Hanoniga and a couple other teams. Like Guilford is supposed to be pretty good this year as well. So, I mean, first of all, how did you guys kind of get over that, or have you had a chance to get together and get together, kind of get over, let it get in the past? And if so, what are your thoughts about at least having a shot at the title yet down the road?
Yeah, well, we know last year the conference was pretty crazy. Like, we had a bunch of upsets. I know ourselves, we had 2 upsets. But so I think that we just still have a lot of confidence in ourselves this year because, you know, other teams could do things where they could upset and that could help us, or we could upset someone and that could help us overall. So I think we're still pretty confident. I mean, that loss last night did stink, but we're not done, and this is just the beginning of our conference season.
Sure. Let's kind of go back. Tell me a little bit about your start, and we'll start with, I know you've been a multi-sport athlete, but let's start with soccer.
Okay.
When you started, what did you get introduced to soccer? What kind of programs did you come through all the way up through today?
Well, I started playing RYSL at ISC when I was about 4 years old, and around second grade, the coaches kind of noticed me because I was playing with the boys, actually, and I was kind of like beating them. They were 2 years older than me, so they talked to my parents and myself, and they asked me to, you know, try clubs, see how I like it, and I actually started playing. I liked it, and I played until I was in 8th grade, and I decided my freshman year I just wanted to go into high school playing multiple sports, not worry about college sports. And actually my junior year, or going into my junior year, I realized how much, like, I truly missed soccer and that I really saw myself having a future with it. So I ended up going back to club soccer and eventually found I kind of started my recruiting process all over. It was pretty late, but then I found a college that was interested in me, and I contacted them, and we went back and forth, and here I am.
All right. Well, let me jump back to what you said, though. You started out playing with the boys. I mean, whose idea was that? Yeah. I just happened to work out that way.
I think it was a co-ed league, and so we started off like that, but then I got moved up 2 age groups because I was just kind of, like, dominating my age group, so they were like, why don't you move get pulled up, and I was still dominating, so that's when they asked me to play club.
Now, is soccer in your family, or where did the skill come
from? Actually, not at all.
Okay.
My family is pretty much all softball. Oh. So my parents were kind of new to this, and they didn't really know what to expect, but, I mean, I liked it so much that they were like, okay, we're willing to learn and, be with you through all this, and so sure. I'm kind of the first soccer player out of this family.
There
but
you go. And that hidden skill that nobody knew about it got exposed there.
Yeah.
Obviously, you're also a very good basketball player, and you had a very good season this year. Mm-hmm. You were like 2.5, I think, assists and steals.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're playing the Rising Stars game on Saturday. So, and then also you played a little bit of volleyball, correct?
I did my freshman and sophomore year, and then I quit because I wanted to focus on club soccer.
Okay. But did you play basketball all 4 years at high school? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And looking at that, and also I know that you're doing very well in school as well. I know you've been on the dean's list and all that. Mm-hmm. Can you kind of give me your secrets to how to succeed by juggling multiple mm-hmm. sports and schooling and still being able to do all these things and do them successfully?
Yeah. During school, I try to focus on just school and getting all my homework done in class and then worrying about sports after school so it's not, conflicting mm-hmm. too much. It's been kind of a juggle between all of it, but because I would go, during the winter, I'd go from school to basketball to the club soccer practice,
mm-hmm.
and it'd be 10 o'clock by the time I got home to finish up any homework. But
sure.
I really just focus on working hard during school and then worrying about sports after school.
Now, people would listen to that don't do it and say, yeah, but you're sacrificing a social life.
Yeah.
I mean, do you regret any of that part of it, or do you still find time to do something like that?
It really hit me, my freshman year when I decided to quit club soccer that, I don't have a social life. But now I just realize, my team they're my best friends.
Sure.
So, I don't mind going to practice because I get to be with them all the time.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, your dad's Jody Flynn.
Yes.
He is the AD here.
Yep.
What is that like having? It's one thing for kids that go home and see mom and dad talk about sports. Uh-huh. You're seeing him, I'm sure, all day. And I'm sure he's all the events and stuff.
Yep.
So, what is that like for you?
It's been good and bad because he knows literally everything that goes on in the school. But I really don't see him as much as people would think because after school, it's not just he's going to my games. He's going to baseball, softball,
sure.
volleyball. He has
sure.
He's so busy. He doesn't get home till 10 o'clock either. So we don't really get to talk. But once in a while, when I'm at school, I need to go down to talk to him. I can just pop into his office during lunch
sure.
or just talk to him for a little bit. So it's been nice, but parts of it are just kind of...
Sure, yeah, you don't want dad around all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? You said he wasn't from a soccer, he's a softball person,
yeah.
Your family was, so, I mean, he's not giving you advice or anything like that, so he's at games and... Oh,
he's
does he?
Definitely giving me advice
okay.
on the sideline. He'll
okay.
come up to me and be like, you need to go out there, work harder, you need to go score, but, I mean... So I don't always listen to him because I'm like, you're a softball person. You don't know what you're talking about. But over the years, he's definitely developed some more,
oh, sure.
more of a soccer mind. So
sure.
I guess I do listen to him because he talks about, work ethic and effort and stuff, not just soccer.
Mm-hmm.
So he does help me with that stuff.
Any siblings? And do they play sports?
Yes. I have a sister who's in eighth grade, and she's a big volleyball person.
Okay.
She doesn't play any other sports, so she won't play soccer like I want her to.
Okay.
But she's very good at volleyball. So
yeah, good enough that she might be able to get to go to college, too? Or it's kind of
early
to tell.
Yeah, she's definitely looking for that. She plays on a club team, and they actually got third in the nation last year.
Oh, wow.
So they're very talented, yeah.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about you behind the scenes now. I want to get a couple mm-hmm. sense of the type of TV shows you like to watch, a movie, is music you listen to, so, and maybe you've got any hobbies, things like that, but just kind of give me a little sense of who you are off the
yeah.
field.
Well, I'm definitely obsessed with Grey's Anatomy
because okay.
I plan on becoming a doctor one day. I got into the PA program next year at Valpo, so I really love Grey's Anatomy, and other than that, I just hang out with friends here and there, but I'm really busy with soccer. I play on my own time, too. I don't just work at practice,
mm-hmm.
so I do that, and I still like playing basketball, but... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I stay busy.
Music, movies, things like that. Is sports your hobby, basically?
Yeah. I used to be a really big Justin Bieber fan.
Okay.
But now I know. I kind of just listen to rap and stuff,
okay.
before my games. I like to uh-huh. listen to rap to get me hyped.
Get you going, okay.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a couple of times about Valpo. You signed, mm-hmm. officially signed in February for
yes,
your letter of intent to play there.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me first about the recruiting process, and then tell me about why you picked Valpo.
Yeah. Well, my recruiting process kind of started late because usually... For girls soccer, you get recruited your freshman and sophomore year, but I took club off those 2 years, so I wasn't getting looked at. But my junior year, I started going to a lot of showcases, so big tournaments where college coaches come and watch, or I'd go to ID camps, so I'd go to that school, and they would watch me. But one weekend, I went to a college showcase in Indiana, and I had they held a camp the first night and then a tournament the second days, and the coach just really liked me, and 10 minutes into my first game, the Valpo coach went up to my club coach and was like, who is this girl? Like, I want her on my team. Why is she not committed yet? Like, this is crazy. And my coach came up to me and he was like, you really need to look at this. This is a really good school. And so I talked to the coach and I loved it. Like, I went on my first visit. It just felt really welcoming and like mm-hmm. home. And, you know, I'm just really excited.
And that was the very first school that actually showed interest in you, per se?
I did talk to one other school, uh-huh. and I talked to a bunch of D3 schools. Another D1 school was Fort Wayne in Indiana. But I didn't really show interest. It was pretty far away. But Valpo was definitely the number one school the whole time.
What about, like I said, you know, the campus itself? Mm-hmm. What about the coaches that attracted you?
Well, when I went on my visit, the campus is kind of like, it's not overwhelmingly big because I never really was like the big school type of person. But it wasn't too small. I think it was just the right size for my comfort. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've had a lot of success in the past. They won the Horizon League in 2014, I believe. So, you know, and they just moved to the Missouri Valley Conference this year, which is a bigger and better conference. So I'm just really looking forward to that and seeing, you know, where I fit in at this school.
Have they talked to you specifically about, I know they don't make promises, but mm-hmm. how much you might play, or they tell you out you're going to redshirt right away, or what kind of things they tell you?
The only thing they've talked to me about is where they see me playing on the field. Mm-hmm. They actually, surprisingly, they want me to play outside back, which I haven't played since I was like in eighth grade, mm-hmm. because now I play a lot of offensive positions, but you know, he sees me as playing a lot of multiple positions on the field, but my strong suit would probably be outside back for that team.
Well, Coach told me that over the course of your high school career, you played every position, including one time you were an emergency goalie.
I was a goalie for about 20 seconds, and I did make one save, so I will always remember that.
So having done all those, what would you prefer to play if you had your choice?
I mean, it depends on the team I'm playing on. For high school, I really like playing forward because I feel like I've speed, and that's my advantage, so I can go on breakaways and play and get those long balls and try mm-hmm. to score. But from, like, my club team, I like playing more defensive because I like being aggressive and I like having vision of the field and getting people open, and I like being, like, the assister and passer.
Sure, sure. Yeah. Now, you mentioned before about you wanted to get into the medical field. Any mm-hmm. specific, do you know any specific major you're going to go in for? And also, what kind of line of in the medical field you want to get into?
I actually got into the PA program, so I'll become a physician's assistant. Okay. And I want to work in a hospital, and I'm not really sure yet because typically at Valpo, they don't let athletes be in the PA program because of how intense it is. So I might have to major in like biology and then go to PA school. But the plan is to become a PA.
So I'll extend things a little bit. Kind of give me, if you had to give me your storybook ending to how this high school career will end, mm-hmm. you know, come fall. Just kind of give me that, what you would like it to be like.
Well, for sports, definitely, I've never won a regional championship. So that's always been my goal because we got upset last year. But I honestly just want to finish the season strong. Like, we have a lot to prove this year, and I know we can finish in that top half of the conference, but we just have to work for it. So I just want to end on a good note, knowing I did everything we could as myself or just leading the team as a captain.
Well, that was North senior soccer and basketball player Peyton Flynn. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with me, and best luck for this year, and best of luck at Valparaiso as well.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. We'll be back to Sports Fan 1330 right after this.